Please be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Our text for today is the gospel lesson from Luke chapter 7, verses 18 through 28. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, last week's gospel left us with John the Baptist. As Luke records, as it is written, the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord, make his path straight. And to what had the crowds gone out to see? A pep rally for Jesus? A self-help seminar? No. For John's message was simply a clear call for repentance. You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come, bear fruit in keeping with repentance, and do not begin to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our fathers. For I tell you, God is able to, from these stones, to raise up children for Abraham. Even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. This is the message God used to make straight the path for the Lord. But with clarity of message, especially one with a call to repentance, you will often make enemies. And John did. As you know, sometimes the truth hurts. Herod Antipas had thrown John into prison for calling him out, for taking his brother's wife as his own. Herodotus is her name. He called them to repent of this adultery. Even while he's in prison, he would do the same. And so John sends two of his disciples to Jesus to ask the big question. Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another? You see, he had heard of the mighty acts of Jesus. He had called him the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. But he was checking just to be sure. You see, Jesus is speaking his life-giving word. He had healed the centurion's daughter. Jesus had raised the widow's son at Nain. John just needs to check and see where he's at in all this. You see, he had to know. He had to know that he had to decrease and that Jesus had to increase if Jesus is the Messiah. John shows he's no different than us. Doubts creep in. And I'm sure his soon-to-be separated head from his body was filled with all kinds of questions of what-ifs and how-could-I's. But he knew he had to do the work that God had called him to do. Are you the one, or shall we look for another? The answer to this is why the text for today is so fitting for the third Sunday in Advent. We often think of it as the pink candle Sunday, but technically it should be rose, not pink. Its Latin name is Gaudete. It is the Sunday to rejoice in this little season of Advent that is a little Lent. Did you catch the theme in today's reading? You couldn't have helped but heard it over and over again if you were listening. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. The Old Testament reading. Rejoice and exult with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The gradual. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. The epistle. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. The reason for all this rejoicing is answered in our gospel. For the long-awaited Messiah is at hand. Jesus says, go and tell John what you have seen and heard. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have the good news preached to them. And blessed is the one who is not offended by me. I just love how when Jesus answers John, he doesn't point him to an inner feeling, a warm fuzzy, or anything else that our culture seems to want to direct us to. He points him right back to the very Word of God, the prophecies of the Old Testament about the Messiah. Isaiah's prophecies, to be exact. Isaiah 26:19. Your dead shall live, their bodies shall rise. Isaiah 29:18. In that day the deaf shall hear the words of the books of the book, and out of their gloom and darkness the eyes of the blind shall see. Isaiah 35:5-6. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap like a deer. Isaiah 42, hear you deaf, and look you blind, that you may see. In Isaiah 61, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, and to comfort all that mourn. John's disciples get a full day of seeing the Word of God fulfilled in their midst, to go back and report to John. Jesus continues to do this for us, for all people today, as we see today people's sins forgiven. Pastor Rafa had the privilege of declaring it to you in this dead and by the command of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Your sins are most definitely forgiven. We repented of those sins. I pray we were repenting as John was calling us to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is most certainly at hand. For today you will come to the altar and you will receive the food of your salvation, our Lord's life-giving body and blood. This is why during Advent we need to hear the voice of the one crying out in the wilderness, calling us again to prepare the way for the Lord to make His path straight. This call of repentance is directed throughout time, directly to all the sons of Adam and all the daughters of Eve. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And this message of repentance is a call to sorrow over our sins, a call to receive absolution, and a call to live in our God-given faith that enables us to strive to serve the Lord by serving our neighbor. However, it's clear during the Advent season that while many will fill churches on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, you really desire to take the time to be prepared. The discipline of coming to the services of God's house, of studying God's Word, of confessing our sins and receiving absolution, of eating and drinking Christ's body and blood, and even desiring to be among fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, is often overlooked and greatly undervalued. Even viewed by the sinful flesh as unhelpful, boring, or just taken for granted, it'll always be there when I need it in a pinch. Yet Jesus has come, as John the Baptist proclaimed, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, and that's my sin and your sin. And if He doesn't take them away, then they are left on us, and hell and damnation is all that is left for us. So through the grace of God and His gift to you of faith, you and I are made greater than even John the Baptist, of who it is said, none born of woman are greater than him. We are greater because we have seen the completed work of our salvation. We know that Jesus, the Word made flesh, dwelt among us, has borne our sin on the cross, dying our death, and rising on the third day to grant eternal life to us, to all who believe. Yet many continue to ask, like John, are you the one, or should we look for another? Or even worse, some will simply say, Jesus, I don't like this Jesus. there must be another Messiah, one who does what I want the Messiah to do. But the answer is clear. Jesus is the one to come, and there is no other. The answer for us today is the same as it was for John. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, the poor have the good news preached to them. And blessed is the one who is not offended because of me. Our need to seek a Savior is over, for our Savior is come in flesh and blood, born of the Virgin, suffers under Pontius Pilate, is crucified, died, and is buried, and on the third day rises from the dead. He ascended into heaven to sit at the right hand of the Father, and yet He is with us always to the very end of the age. From thence He will come, you see, on that last day, the day we are preparing for this Advent, the same as for the birthday of our Lord. He will judge the living and the dead. In this way, Advent strives to continue the work of John the Baptist. As Advent not only prepares the way for Jesus' birth, it prepares us for His return. So hear me again. Let us not rush through to Christmas like the rest of the world. Let us meditate on why Jesus came and remember with repentant hearts that the coming of the Christ is well worth waiting for, so that we can rejoice and confess today, as we will on the last day, whenever that may be, that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Now may the peace which passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen.